Have you got what it takes to become more than a foot soldier in the army of God? I've just finished watching the series on the SAS selection process. 30 guys from Civvy Street put themselves forward to go through the selection process. And one by one, for whatever reason, they were either selected out or they put their hand up and handed in their armband. By the time it came to the very last session, which was the interrogation under pressure section, the final selection of the selection process, there were five of them left. One gave up very quickly under the pressure of being kept confined in a dark space and sitting in the same position for hours on end. No disgrace, he just put his hand up, they took him out. The next one was interrogated and he was selected out because his downfall was that under interrogation he dumped his mates in it. He was not a team player. He was only in it to get through it by the skin of his own teeth and had no concern for the guy next to him. So they actually said, sorry, ducks, you can't go any further. The two that actually finally made it were what they call grey men. You would never notice them, really. But they never spoke against the other. They stuck to the story that they had concocted to tell the enemy. They never let each other down at all, not by one facial expression or anything. They were completely at the end of themselves. But they made it through the selection process to become SAS personnel. No doubt they went back to their Civvy Street jobs, but in their hearts they knew that under pressure they had the character to stay with the game. Right now there are many stepping aside from the conflict, no shame, no blame. And there is a selection process that God is doing to take people through to a higher level. And it isn't a joke. It's not a game. It's interesting that when some of these guys first started on their SAS training, they were in it for a bit of a lark. And they very quickly found that it wasn't fun, it wasn't a lark. And they were either selected out, which was, I think, the most painful process, or they couldn't hack it and they handed in their bands, their armbands. So why am I saying this to you? What man sitting down thinking to build a tower doesn't count the cost first? There has been like a genetic engineering of the gospel over many, many decades. And it is no longer come to Jesus and follow him. It's just come to Jesus. What we're talking about here is the following on, following hard after. And that's where the cost will come. You get to choose. We've talked about choices, and I don't doubt that I'll talk about choices many times again, because no one drifts to the top of a mountain. When you go on holiday, you plan your holiday, you plan your route, you plan what you're going to do, and you plan what you're going to take with you. Why then do you think you can drift in the army of God without making deliberate will choices? So it's up to you, really, how far you want to go in this divine end time army. But God's word says, my people will be willing in the day of my power. Literally, his people will be willing in the day of his power. Do you want to be willing in the day of his power? Do you need to sit down and talk to him about what your idea of being in the army or being a warrior or where, how high you aspire to go? Do you want to talk to him about that? Just a thought for a Saturday morning. You might have half an hour to chat it over with him. God bless you, no matter what you choose. I know what I've chosen.